podcasters, to another episode of Ask Piff, and I am your host, Piff the Plug, like no other. This podcast is brought to you by Prairie Vista Publications, LLC. What's going on, my podcasters? I know I haven't talked to you guys in a few days because I've been doing some digging on this Aaron Hernandez nonsense. And it keeps getting, the more I dig, the more questions I come up with, man. Well, anyway, today, or Monday rather, was the day that they laid Aaron Hernandez to rest. They had his funeral, private ceremony. The courts also turned over his alleged suicide notes to the family. So how the story goes is, before he allegedly hung himself, he scribbled out three notes. One going to his fiance, Shayana Jenkins Hernandez. Another one to their four-year-old daughter, Aviel. And to his prison lover, Kyle Kennedy. This is what the reports are. Like, what? Prison lover? So now they're trying to say that Aaron Hernandez was bisexual. I don't know, man. They're like, this thing keeps getting weirder and weirder. The more you dig into it, the more questions come up. And I don't know. This is crazy, man. Like, prison lover? I don't know where that came from, but his name is Kyle Kennedy. He's like 22, man. He got caught up, man, because he was, he actually went to prison because he tried to rob somebody at knife point. And, supposedly, before he, you know what I mean, hung himself, allegedly, Kyle Kennedy received a $50,000 watch from him. Okay, this is in the news, okay? These are major meek. I had to go double check. Once I read this article the first time, I had to go back and recheck. But yeah, allegedly this guy Kyle Kennedy is his prison lover. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not possible, but all these wild accusations start coming out after he allegedly hung himself, and this all came out after he had just gotten off another murder case. Like, this stuff is crazy, man. I don't know if the Department of Corrections is trying to throw this stuff out there to slander him, or is this stuff actually true. If it is, man, the Hernandez saga is crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So again, the family and his lawyer don't believe he hung himself, but I don't know. Like I said, man, everything is a big mystery right now. And supposedly that the man barricaded himself with a piece of cardboard so that they couldn't get in there, and he hung himself. I'm like, I don't know. Maximum security prison. I don't think they let you do all of that. It's a maximum security prison. How are they going to give you cardboard and all this other stuff? Like, see, I don't see all that right there. And, that was my short editorial on this. This is crazy. I know there's more to come, man. Because, whoa, like I said, I had to bring this to you, man. This is like breaking. You know what I'm saying? It's, and again, I'm not trying to put the Hernandez family out there. This is what's posted up in the media. And I just happened to find it. And this is crazy. This is one of the wildest stories I've seen ever. And I've been watching football since I was young. This is worse than the Ray Carew. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And that's my editorial on the Hernandez case. Please hit me up at www.askpiff.com. Once again, it's www.askpiff.com. I'm on SoundCloud, and I'm loving you guys on YouTube. Please keep hitting me up. I'm going to keep putting these podcasts out just for you. Like I said, Piff the Plug is for the people. This is not about me. This is about you getting the right information at the right time. And as I always say, people, be good to each other, but most of all, be good to yourself. Get the pluggers out. Peace.